Well, greetings everyone and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally and internationally 7 days a week here in the United States and around the world in more than 120 countries daily over the Internet. Now, for more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on the education story when we come back. Hey, let me ask you this. What do you think's wrong with the Ten Commandments? Because it's pretty obvious by now that something is wrong with these Ten Commandments because they've been banned from our public schools. They're banned from our public institutions, and they've been banned from our national consciousness. Now, instead of these ten simple time-tested laws, we see the ten planks to the Communist Manifesto in their place, and they're teaching these ten planks to the Communist Manifesto in our public schools, our public institutions. We've made them a part of our national psyche. Now, you know, this is a pretty radical change in our political and moral outlook over the past 50 years. Are you aware, for instance, that your daughter couldn't receive an aspirin in your public school without your consent, but she can have an abortion arranged through that same public school without even your knowledge, much less your consent? That's why I contend that the solution to this kind of moral perversion and national insanity is to go back to what worked. Let's go back to the Ten Commandments and the Mosaic Law. You know, our founding fathers practiced and they advocated the Ten Commandments. And they even put 22 principles of that law into our federal constitution. And there's at least one school left in America that still teaches this entire Mosaic Law, the Ten Commandments, and all 759 statutes, judgments, and commandments, as well as the penalties and the 33 benefits for their observance. You know, every law has a penalty. You don't have to know what the penalty to the law is to suffer from its effect. So whether we call this the Mosaic Law or the Law of God or the Common Law or Natural Law or Karma or something else, it's automatic. And it works just like AIDS, herpes, and VD, which just happen to be the natural penalties for adultery. Now, if you'd like more information, why don't you call and order our free general law CD package? That's the place to start. It's a four-hour commentary on the law in general. And it's educational, it's informative, it's entertaining. Best of all, it's free. You can call and order one right now. The number is 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, if you're online, you can go to our website, georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Just click on the email and send us an email request for that free general law CD package. Once more, now that's georgegordon.org, or call us direct at 417-273-4967. Why don't you do it right now while you're thinking about it before you forget? All right, we're talking about this thing of education, the education story. So I introduced you to a book by David Barton last time. I'm going to give you his name and number again because I'm going to make a couple of more quotations or cites from it dealing with this thing of teacher competency and the outcome that we receive from our public schools. David Barton wrote the book. It's called America, To Pray or Not to Pray. Doesn't have a whole lot to do with prayer. It has to do with an expose on what's happened in America's public education system since we banned prayer from our public schools, since we banned the Bible, the Ten Commandments, and morality from our public schools. What kind of a result have we received? So the book is called America, To Pray or Not to Pray. David Barton is the author. You'll get it from Wall Builder Press. Wall Builder Press, P.O. Box 397, Aledo, that's spelled A-L-E-D-O, Aledo, Texas, and the zip code is 76008. Their phone number is 817-441-2000, 601-6044. That's 6044. That's, again, Wall Builder Press, P.O. Box 397, Aledo, Texas, A-L-E-D-O, Texas, 76008. And their phone is 817-441-6044. Dynamite book, about 160 pages, cost $12 last time I bought one. All right, let's take a look at our public school system from this perspective. The public school system is the 10th plank to the Communist Manifesto. That's a foreign and alien ideology. Public school costs us twice as much as private school, and it costs us 10 times more than home school. And public school teaches our sons sodomy, teaches our daughters whoredom, and it does it in a perfect socialist environment. Now, these are six things that the creator of the universe hates. He says seven are an abomination unto him in Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19. He says, I hate a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that sows discord among brethren. Well, public school teaches and promotes all seven of these abominations that God hates, that we read of in Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 18. Public school is a place of rape, robbery, burglary, arson, bombings, murder, vandalism, extortion, drug abuse, witchcraft, fornication, and venereal disease. Public school has totally expunged God, prayer, the Ten Commandments, and morality from the education system. Public schools hire incompetent teachers with diplomas and credentials who cannot teach Johnny to read. They bring in sodomites to teach Johnny an alternative lifestyle as a matter of public policy, and then graduates more than a million functional illiterates every year who cannot read their own diplomas. Public school teaches that premarital sexual activity is good for adolescents, furnishes condoms for students, then encourages sexual relations among and between children, then provides abortion services for pregnant girls. They do all of that at public expense and without any notice required to parents at all. Public school teaches fairy tales called evolution in place of creation. They teach communism in place of our Constitution. And they teach socialism in place of our Bill of Rights and property rights. Now, public school teaches crime in violation of the scripture by teaching us to practice the census, draft, vaccinations, public school, income tax, social security, insurance, and usury in the form of home mortgages, credit cards, checking accounts, bank loans, consumer credit, and auto loans. These eight criminal activities violate 65 statutes of the Mosaic Law and five of the Ten Commandments, and we learn all of that and more from our public schools. If a foreign nation committed these acts or any of these acts against our children, we would go to war. If Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, or Pizza Hut did any of these abominations against any child, we would scream for police, laws, legislation, and protection. But as an institution derived from communism, built upon evil, creating ignorance and promoting crime. The public school system is second to none in holy veneration in the hearts and minds of Americans. But let me ask you, why? Now, people ask me sometimes, what do you think is wrong with public school? And I have a list of 60. Here's 60 things that are wrong with public school. First of all, public school is anti-God. Public school is anti-prayer. Public school is anti-Ten Commandments. Public school is amoral at best and immoral at worst. Public school costs twice as much as private school. Public school costs 10 times more than homeschool. Public school graduates students who cannot read. Public school employs incompetent teachers. Public school employs sodomites as teachers. And public school teaches our children communism, teaches our children socialism, teaches our children abortion, teaches our children sodomy, teaches our children fornication. It teaches our children whoredom. It teaches our children witchcraft. And it teaches the 7 things that God hates. Public school is a place for rape. Public school is a place for robbery. Public school is a place for bombings and murder. Public school is a place for arson and burglary. Public school is a place for vandalism and extortion. Public school is a place for drugs, venereal disease, and abortion. Public school teaches evolution. And public school teaches crime in the form of the census. They teach crime in the form of vaccinations. They teach crime in the form of public education. They teach crime in the form of income tax and Social Security. They teach crime in the form of insurance, usury, and banking. Public school teaches crime in the form of unjust weights and balances. Public school teaches crime in the form of home mortgages. Public school teaches crime in the form of credit cards and checking accounts and bank loans. Public school teaches crime in the forms of consumer credit and auto loans. Public school is a place where children carry weapons. It's a place for teen pregnancy. It's a place where children fear for their safety. And it's a place where teachers fear for their safety. It's a place with no absolutes. Public school is a place with no rights or wrongs. Public school is a place of mediocrity at best. Public school is a place for underachievement. Public school is a place of ignorance. Public school promotes and stimulates suicide. It stimulates alcohol abuse. Public school stimulates gangs and gang wars. Public school is a place of declining academic standards. Public school inflates student grade point averages. Public school turns out students who cannot qualify for entry-level jobs. There is no aspect of public school that is worth emulating. Now, there are 60 reasons why I think public school sucks. Now, there are 7 things that God hates. We've heard that already. Let's analyze these 7 things that God tells us that He hates, and then let's see, does public school teach these 7 things? He starts off by saying that He hates a proud look. Well, have you seen the 16-year-old girls smoking, dressed like whores, and the boys in their gang mode hanging out at the DX service station? Where do you think they learned that? Where is that kind of behavior tolerated and promoted? It's public school. The second thing he says is a lying tongue he hates. Well, evolution is a scientific lie. It's promulgated by pseudoscientists in the guise of teachers who are wolves in sheep's clothing. And where do they learn that? In public school. Third, God says that he hates the hands that shed innocent blood. Well, there's no absolutes in public school. There are no rights or wrongs. There's no moral guidance. In fact, there is moral misguidance, coupled with drugs like Ritalin, Thorazine, Dapicote, and they produce the suicidal tendencies and the murders that we see at Columbine High School. They, such as we see in public schools nationwide. Now, number four, God tells us that he hates a heart that devises wicked imaginations. He says that he hates the feet that be swift in running to mischief, such as vaccinations, the census, usury, public school, home mortgages, credit cards, checking accounts. Sixth, he says that he hates a false witness that speaks lies. Well, in a 64-page report card score of the V-ACT test, licensed teachers are permitted to run to, they want licensed teachers to be permitted to run home schools. Now, excuse me, do you remember that the people who are licensed have teaching credentials? 38% of them couldn't pass their entry-level examinations in the Dallas public schools. And these hypocrites then have the gall to come to us and say, every one of us who teaches his child in home school should be graduated from college, have a teaching credential, and be as incompetent as we are. And number seven, he that sows discord among brethren. Well, the National Education Association, which is the largest teachers' union, adopted a resolution saying that homeschools cannot provide a comprehensive education and urged that only licensed certified teachers should be allowed to teach children in any school, public, private, or at home. Now, if that doesn't sow discord among people who already feel that they're incompetent to teach their children at home because they don't have a college education or a teaching credential. Talk about sowing discord among brethren. Now, there's a lot of educational activities that are criminal that we are taught to participate in. Just a few of them here are things like the census. The public schools encourage us to participate in a criminal activity that we call the census. It violates 2 Samuel 24, verses 1 through 25, and 1 Chronicles 21, verses 1 through 30. The census is a criminal activity prohibited by God, and then they teach us that we ought to participate in it. Number two, the draft violates Exodus 23, verses 32 and 33. Exodus 34, verses 10 through 17, and Leviticus 18, verses 3 through 5. And yet we're taught in public school, you should sign up for the draft and you should participate in it. It's the American way and it's the American thing to do. I don't deny it. Probably is the American thing to do. But it's not the godly thing to do. It's not the scriptural thing to do. It's not the Ten Commandment thing to do. And the Creator of the universe told us not to do that. Number three, vaccinations. Vaccinations violate Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14. They violate Deuteronomy 14, verse 21. They violate Leviticus 3:17, Genesis 9:4, Exodus 15:26, and 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19-20. Vaccinations. In fact, they tell you, you can't send your child to school without their vaccinations. Furthermore, if you don't vaccinate your child, we're going to charge you with child neglect. Total rubbish. There isn't a state in the union that doesn't have an exception for vaccinations that's available to you. Now, 88% of Americans believe in vaccinations. My God, it saved us from disease. And if you want to buy into that, that's your choice in life, and that's your benefits from free speech. But 12% of us don't want to buy into that. 12% of us reject that lunacy, and 12% of us over here don't want to be cunningly coerced into waiving our rights or violating the laws of God because of the miseducation that's coming out of these public schools concerning vaccination. Now, public schools violate Exodus 18:20, Exodus 24:12, Leviticus 10, verse 11. Public schools violate it because public school even by itself is a violation of the law. God himself instructed us that we are to be instructed in a legal education. Then it starts with the Ten Commandments. A law school education is what the Creator of the universe has mandated for every man, woman, and child on planet Earth. And the public schools have said, no, no, we're not going to give you a legal education. We're going to give you a technical education or a liberal arts education. And for those students who do get a legal education, they get no legal education from the Ten Commandments or the laws of God. They get a legal education in the Ten Planks to the Communist Manifesto, taken directly from the Babylonian mystery religion. That's public school. The income tax violates Exodus 23, verses 32 and 33, and it's taught by public schools. You should all line up and pay your income tax, but not one word about tithing. The Creator of the universe said to you in Malachi 3, verse 8, you people have robbed me. You haven't paid me my tithe. Now, they encourage you to pay your tithe to Baal, pay your tax to the United States or Germany, but not one word about paying your tithe to the Creator. Then they teach us, number 6, to practice Social Security. Well, Social Security violates Exodus 21, verses 18 and 19. You know, Social Security violates the strict liability statutes of Scripture. Social Security, in reality, is in fact limited liability. And insurance violates these same chapters and verses. It's limited liability, and we've been instructed to practice strict liability. Public school teaches the exact opposite from the Scripture. It's a criminal enterprise. Then they teach us to practice home mortgages, credit cards, checking accounts, bank loans, consumer credit, and auto loans. All of that requires usury and interest. All of that violates Exodus 22, Deuteronomy 23, Nehemiah 5, Ezekiel 18, Exodus 22, Deuteronomy 15. I mean, I can sit here and cite criminal violation after criminal violation. No wonder they want to take the Bible and God out of the public schools. Why? If you had the Bible in public school, some kid would open it up and say, why in the hell are you teaching us the exact opposite from what the law teaches here? What's this all about? I don't know which is worse, the church or the public school. Both of them are criminal enterprises and criminal activities, but I'll leave it up to you to decide which one is the worst criminal activity. Then number 9, they teach us unclean meats. It violates Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14. They teach us to eat every kind of abominable piece of trash. They have such an abominable dietary regimen and process and education there that Americans now are absolutely plagued with cancer, heart attack, and muscular dystrophy, and multiple sclerosis, and all kinds of diseases that are caused by the eating of these unclean meats. Pig, fat, blood, lobster, crab, shrimp, you name it, we eat it. And they espouse it and endorse it in public school. And then finally, fat violates Leviticus 3:17 and Leviticus 7, verses 22 through 25. America has the highest incidence of cardiovascular disease of any nation in the world, period. Any and all nations. We're number one. And it's caused by eating animal fat, of which they promote the eating of hamburger. Hamburger in this country contains by law 30% fat. 30%. And if you're eating hot dogs, it's 40% fat, and bologna's 40%. You see why a legal education is so important? If you knew what the law was, you know, you might say, gee, maybe we ought not to do that. What would happen if every child is sent to college to make a professional of him? When I went to public school, they encouraged everyone to go to college. They said everybody needs to go to college. I was watching TV the other night, and our vice president, Joe Biden, and he was giving a pep talk over here in St. Louis right after the president left, and he said, listen, if you want to join the middle class of America, you have to have a college education. 12th grade high school just isn't good enough anymore. And he's encouraging all of these boys and girls, you know, go to college and get a college education. Well, has anybody ever thought about the final outcome? If these people actually succeeded in accomplishing that goal, let's picture this for a minute. Every single American now has a college degree. Let's just envision a world in which every single American is a professional now. He's a lawyer, a doctor, a dentist. He's an engineer, a scientist. There aren't any more high school dropouts. There aren't any more people out on the streets that don't have at least a bachelor's degree. All right, now let's picture this. There wouldn't be any workers in the nation. We would have to import laborers from Mexico. Who in hell is going to mow the grass and make the beds at the Holiday Inn? People with college degrees don't make beds at the Holiday Inn. People with college degrees don't fix cars. They don't put pipes together. They don't build houses. Boys and girls, college-educated people don't work. The purpose for going to college is to avoid work. Work is bad for you. Labor is bad. You're taught that in college. I've never seen a college graduate yet who could work. If you're one of them, well, you're a rare exception, partner. College graduates don't work. College graduates stand around and direct and give orders, smoke dope, pinch girls on the ass, drink water at the water cooler, and tell jokes. But they don't work. The people that work, the people who are digging the holes and planting the plants, harvesting the lettuce, making the beds, putting the pipes together, building the houses, those people are the workers. You send everybody to college and you turn out a nation of lawyers. Well, you'll have a lot of conflict. You'll have a lot of court cases and a lot of lawsuits. But who in the hell is going to tune your carburetor? Who in the hell is going to fix your transmission? Who's going to change the tire when it's flat? Has anybody ever thought about it? Now, the foreigners would make up a larger and larger percentage of our population because we'd have to import more and more foreigners to do the work for us because we, as college-educated professionals, won't work until we would be displaced in our own land. You know, 31% to 50% to 62%. Take a look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. The stranger that's within your gates will rise up very high above you and bring you down very low. Now, in 1960, 90% of the people of America were white Anglo-Saxons. Today, at 67%, and by 2050, they're estimating it'll be 50-50. Long before then, American civilization is going to pass into the dustbin of history. Your culture has already been destroyed. It's gone. It's already history. Now, we would have more doctors, lawyers, teachers, engineers, psychologists, psychiatrists, social workers, journalists, dentists, professors, judges, civil rights lobbyists, physicists, mathematicians, corporate businessmen, bankers, and clergy in the world. That's what we would have. Everybody in society would be a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, an engineer, a psychologist, psychiatrist, a social worker, a journalist, a dentist, a professor, a judge. He would be a physicist, a mathematician, a corporate businessman, a banker, or a clergyman. But who in the hell is going to do the work? Has anybody ever thought about that? Don't you have to have somebody out here building bridges and filling potholes in the highways? When was the last time you saw a physicist or an engineer or a doctor or a lawyer filling the potholes, cutting the brush, working in the woods, cutting logs or cutting lumber? Huh? When was the last time you saw a PhD out there sweating with sweat dripping off the end of his nose out here at the end of a shovel doing something intelligent or constructive? I've never seen that. And now Joe Biden, our vice president, says everybody in America needs to be one of these professionals, like Joe Biden. Can you tell me, what does Joe Biden produce? Does he produce any lettuce, meat, milk, butter, eggs? Does he produce housing, clothes? Does he fix the highways, fill the potholes, build the bridges? What does Joe Biden do? What does he do to contribute to the well-being of anybody? Joe Biden, Vice President of the United States, is as useless as a tick in a dog's ear. He's a parasite. He produces nothing and consumes much. He's about as useless as a soldier. He's about as useless as a guard bee in a beehive. It's true, he's got a function, and I guess we need a vice president. But thank God that we don't need 300 million vice presidents, or we'd all starve to death. Thank God that there's somebody out there that's still milking the cow to provide our milk, or picking the lettuce to give us a salad, or raising a cow to give us a hamburger, because you ain't going to get it from Joe Biden, and you're not going to get it from any other professional, because all professionals are parasites. They produce nothing and consume a whole bunch in the process. All right, let me find my piece of paper here. I've got to give you a mid-course reminder here that you are listening to the Law Hour and Editorial Review, sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, and we're heard around the world in more than 120 countries daily over the Internet and radio. If you'd like more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, please go to our website. That's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Now, the law school teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. Now, that's 8 schools in all. The law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school, and it is open to individuals, but by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults and compact disc, and the Law Hour website is updated weekly. It has a radio log schedule and archives. All of that can be accessed through our website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Now, the law school offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Be sure to order one by calling the law school and asking for it. The number is 417-273-4900. 67. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief, and the Law Hour and Editorial Review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program. And we often endorse or recommend books, papers, periodicals, and newsletters to our listeners. Now, these endorsements, these recommendations that we give, it doesn't mean that the authors or the publications that we're endorsing and recommending are necessarily going to reciprocate and endorse or recommend us. We need to keep in mind that most of these authors and publications cited here on the Law Hour and Editorial Review may be hostile, political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans, and their viewpoints may not be totally endorsed by the Law Hour and Editorial Review. Now, these opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine, they're mine alone. They don't necessarily represent the views, beliefs, or the opinions of the advertisers, the sponsors, the management, or the staff of this radio network or of this local radio station. So if you'd like more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, then please go to our website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Or you can call us at 417-273-4967. All right, we are talking about this thing of the public school, the education story. There's more to it than just public school. We have public school, homeschool, and parochial school. We find that the problems in parochial school and homeschool are minuscule compared to what we have in our public school system. We're spending $500 billion. That's $500 billion a year on public school. Two-thirds of it goes to administration. One-third of it goes to education. And the education that we're disseminating, by and large, is criminal. Criminal education. Is it any wonder, then, that we've got a nation of criminals? Now, we'd have to be the highest numbers of lawyers in the world with the least justice. You know, we already have the highest number of lawyers in the world with the least amount of justice. Hell, that's already been accomplished. And we need to graduate more lawyers? I mean, if Joe Biden, if we followed Joe Biden, and everybody in America had a college education, well, then all of the people that are now going to work picking lettuce or building houses or doing whatever they're doing, Mr. Goodrich down here fixing cars, instead of doing that, he'd have a college degree. A proportion of those guys would be more lawyers. Honest to God, do you believe that we need more lawyers? What in the hell would we do with them? We've already got so many that it's a stink in the nostrils of God himself. What in the world would we do if we doubled, tripled, or quadrupled the number of lawyers that we've got in the country? You know, we'd have the highest number of doctors in the world with the highest disease rate. Boys and girls, we already have the highest number of doctors in the world per capita, and we have the highest disease rate in the world. If you thought that more doctors is going to produce greater health or health benefits, you got that wrong. Lawyers don't produce peace, and doctors don't produce health. Doctors produce sickness and disease. Let me show you. We have a thing here called iatrogenic disease. That's doctor-induced disease. Doctors, licensed medical professionals, kill 130,000 Americans a year. They make mistakes. They screw up. If you double the number of doctors, you'll kill 260,000 people. I mean, can you people do the arithmetic? Can you count? If you double the number of lawyers, then you're going to double the number of lawsuits. Honest to God, do you think we need more lawsuits, or have we got enough? You think we need more legal strife and discord? Don't you think we've got enough? You want to double it by doubling the number of lawyers? You want to double the heart attack rate and sickness and disease by doubling the number of doctors? Huh? That's what Joe Biden's prescribing. I remember when I went to high school, that was the number one mantra. They said, you got to go to college. If you don't, you'll be a failure in life and starve to death. I'm not a failure in life, and I'm not starving to death. I don't have a college degree. And thank God I can still think. I ain't brain dead yet. Not yet. We'd have the highest number of lawyers in the world. We'd have the highest number of doctors in the world. We'd have the highest number of criminologists along with the highest crime rate in the world. with more people to put in jail. Hell, we've already got the highest number of incarcerations in the world. We've already got more criminologists than anybody else. And what do we need to do? Double? We're going to double the number of people, triple, quadruple the number of people that we lock up in jail as soon as we can double, triple, and quadruple the number of lawyers to arrest them and double, triple, and quadruple the number of criminologists. My God, the purpose for criminologists is to attack, arrest, convict, and incarcerate wrongdoers, people that break the law. And every time you hire one of them, he has to go out and find somebody else. Every time you hire a legislator, he has to go make more laws. After all, that's what legislators are hired for, make laws. Well, then when this guy makes laws, then don't you have more laws that you got to follow? Doesn't that make more laws that you're going to violate and break? That more and more criminologists are going to come out here and arrest you for breaking so that we can convict you and put you in more jails? I don't know who in hell is going to build these jails, because professional people don't build jails. So then we'd have to go to Mexico to get the labor to come up here and build our jails so that we can lock up more and more of our lawyers and doctors and others that are breaking the laws and they paying the taxes and, you know, whatever. Huh? Don't you think that we could probably use a balance here, that maybe we need some blacksmiths and maybe we need some tire makers and workers and maybe some industrial workers and steel makers and, huh, don't you think? Do you think that we need lawyers to go work in our steel mills to produce steel? Have you ever seen a lawyer do a day's work? Huh? Can you imagine a lawyer going to work in a steel mill? Can you imagine a lawyer with his attaché case and then his little mincy steps as he goes prancing down the catwalk in a steel mill? Come on. Can you wake up and smell the coffee here? Have we taken total leave of our senses? Now, I don't deny that if you're a college professor, yeah, you're trying to sell your product, aren't you? And of course, you know, when you're selling your product, you got to sell college education. But a college education for everyone? Hell, I'm content to tell you that a legal education is for everybody, because God Almighty said you need a legal education. But my God, we don't need lawyers. You need a legal education so you can live your life, so that you can avoid breaking the law. We don't need any more lawyers. We got too many already. If you had a legal education, you wouldn't get sick. There's 19 health laws. If you knew what those 19 health laws were and you could obey, you could practice. If you could comprehend and do those 19 health laws, you wouldn't get sick. If you didn't get sick, we wouldn't need any doctors. If we didn't need any doctors, the people that are doctors could get out there and go to work and produce something that you and I can use. And medical services aren't one of them. Sick people need medical services, and I don't deny it. People that are well don't need medical services. Who in the hell wants to be sick? You know, if we didn't have any sickness and disease, we wouldn't need any health insurance. That means we wouldn't need any health insurance industry, would we? We wouldn't need any health insurance companies, would we? And that $1,000 a month that you're spending on health insurance, you could go spend on buying the old lady something that she can really use, like maybe a new washer or dryer, maybe a Carnival cruise to the Bahamas. Huh? Come on. Surely you can do something better with $1,000 a month than to blow it on a worthless piece of paper called health insurance, can't you? Or what's worse, bypass surgery when you actually use it? You know, you need bypass surgery like you need another thumb in the web of your left hand, don't you? We'd have the world's largest economy. You know, if everybody went to college, we'd have the world's largest economy along with the world's biggest banks and the greatest debt on earth. Hell, we've already got that. We've got so many bankers out here lending so much money that they have destroyed the world's economy. We have debts that are just imagination defying. Hell, we couldn't count that high if we all took our shoes off. We ain't got enough toes to count that high. We've already got so many bankers that have graduated from so many colleges that they have screwed up the world's economies. Take a look around you. Is it the plumbers, the carpenters, and the electricians that have screwed up the world's economy? Or is it the bankers and the lawyers and the Wall Street speculators? Who in the hell's causing the world's economic collapse? The people that are out here building houses? Or the people that are over here manipulating the dollars and inflating our currency and giving us usury and interest? Huh? Figure that one out. And then tell me, well, we need to send more people to college so we can graduate more bankers. I would submit to you that we got plenty of bankers. In fact, I'd submit to you that we got way too many bankers. You know, if we all practiced the law of God and the Ten Commandments, there wouldn't be a single banker on planet Earth. There wouldn't be a single lawyer on planet Earth. Not one. Zero. Zilch. There wouldn't be one medical doctor and there wouldn't be one hospital. Not a one. Zero. Zilch. Of course, we wouldn't have any cancer. And then all of the oncologists and all of the cancer hospitals wouldn't need them. Don't have any. Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you're going to eat fat, blood, and pig, I don't deny that you need health insurance because you're going to get sick. I don't deny that you're going to need doctors and hospitals. But is that really what you want to buy? Honest to God, you need to go to public school, go to college so that you can learn how to get sick, so that you can pay health insurance and hire a doctor to cut your heart out and transplant it with something new? Huh? You need that, huh? I don't. We would have, if everybody in America went to college and everybody in America had a degree from college, we would have the largest, most expensive education system in the world. And we would have the world's most ignorant children, which we've already got. Long before we've educated everybody with a college degree and then put them to work in our schools over here to teach more ignorance, we've already got that. What the hell do you need to buy more for? What are you going to do with it after you've got it? What in the hell does a teacher produce anyway? How many heads of lettuce does a teacher produce? How many gallons of milk does a teacher milk? Huh? How many cars do teachers turn out? Now, it's true, we got to have some teachers, but do we really need everybody in America? Now, you're gonna graduate everybody in America with some kind of a degree. You're going to turn them all into professionals. Well, boys and girls, professionals don't produce anything. They're parasites. There are producers and there's consumers. Everybody is a consumer, but not everybody is a producer. In a beehive, there are some non-producers. All of the female workers are producers. And it is true, you got to have some water bees. It is true, you got to have some guard bees. And it is true, you got to have a queen bee. And you got to have a handful of drones. But hey, listen, let's get a balance here. The majority of what we need in a beehive are worker bees producing honey. That's the purpose of the beehive now, is to produce honey. In the process, we need a queen. Don't deny it. But do we need 50, 100, or 200, or 2,000, or 5,000 queens? What the hell are we going to do with them? We need 100, 500, 5,000, or 10,000 drones? What for? What do they produce? We need 50,000 guard bees? For what purpose? Okay, so they're guarding the hive. All right, you got 50,000 guard bees. They're all guarding the hive, and nobody's making any honey, which is the purpose for the hive to start with. The purpose for a beehive is to make honey. Guard bees are a portion of it, but, you know, when it gets out of hand, you know, take a look at your army out here. A soldier produces nothing, consumes much in the process. Got to have some guards out there, but hey, do we need 2, 5, 10 million guards? Who's going to feed them all? Who's going to produce it? Soldiers don't produce lettuce. Soldiers don't milk cows. Soldiers don't build fence and produce meat. Soldiers consume meat, drink milk, and eat lettuce, but they don't produce any of it. Let's wake up and smell the coffee here, kids. Everybody with a college degree. That's what your vice president's telling you. And then we can all be as useless as the vice president, who holds about the most useless job in government in the United States, vice president. Number 11, we would then have the world's largest, most far-reaching media system and the worst and poorest informed people on planet Earth. Picture the media system. They're all college graduates. Katie Couric, Brian Williams. They produce what? Lies and disinformation. Lies and disinformation. You couldn't get the truth out of CBS on a bet. When the hell was the last time you heard any truth coming off of the TV news? It is true, they do tell the truth once in a while. They tell the truth often enough, along with their lies, to keep us deceived 100% of the time. But do we really need that? Is that what we really want to buy, Mr. Biden? Come on. Honest to God, do you believe that? In your heart of hearts? Number 12, we'd have the biggest corporations and multinational companies in the world and the most corrupt business leaders on earth. Don't we already have the biggest corporations on earth and the most corrupt business leaders that money can buy? Have you been listening and watching this bailout crap that's going on around the country? I can't think of anything that's more corrupt than Wall Street. And we need more of them. What do we need? We need all the people of America to be educated in the Harvard Business School so we can learn the chicanery, the lies, and the theft like Bernie Madoff. Bernie Madoff stole $50 billion. What we need in this country is another million Bernie Madoffs to go around here with their Ponzi schemes, ripping us off, lying to us, and cheating us. Huh? More Wall Street gangsters. That's what we need. Huh? You know, we'd have the largest, most far-reaching social services network in the world. We would have more social ladies than anybody. Don't we have enough social ladies running around stirring up hate and discontent and stealing our kids now? Could you imagine America with another million, 2 million, or 3 million social workers? Looks like to me that we've already got more social workers than we know what to do with. Stirring up more hate and discontent, breaking up more families, screwing us over more, spreading more lies and disinformation than any other country in the world. We need more of it. That's what Biden's telling us. That's what our college professors are telling us. That's what our high school teachers are telling us. You need to go to college so that you can turn out to be as useless and worthless as we are. There was a proposal here some years back, and they said what we need in this country is a law that prohibits anybody from teaching that doesn't have a teaching credential. You got to have a teacher's credential to teach. My God, 38% of the teachers now with teaching credentials are incompetent. You know, 20 states have acted to stem the flow of teachers who can't spell, add, or punctuate by requiring competency testing for teachers. My God, do we need a competency test for airline pilots? Huh? Listen, when the pilot goes up to the cockpit, don't we presume that he knows how to fly the airplane? Do we need to give him a competency test? Shouldn't we presume that when the teacher comes in the classroom that they can already add, subtract, and spell? Where would we be if 38% of the airline pilots flunked their flying tests? And what? And we need more professionals? You know, this test I was telling you about here, that's reported here in America, to pray or not to pray. By the way, this test was also given to 3,300 new teachers in the Houston Independent School District. But because of cheating and other irregularities, the scores for only 2,400 of the teachers were reported. Two-thirds, 62%, failed the exam. And the Houston School Board later lowered the passing score so that only 44% of the teachers failed. Here's what you do. You take a bunch of pilots out here, and you educate them to flying the airplane. And you find out that 62% of the pilots flunked the test because they didn't know how to fly the airplane. So you lower the test to such a degree that they can all pass the test. Well, God, doesn't that make you feel real good back there in row 14 in the aisle seat? We lowered the test so that the pilot could pass it. Boys and girls, have we taken total leave of our senses? Have we become totally insane in this country? And you people want to spend $500 billion a year to pay for that kind of crap? And then you want to send your kid to be educated by a teacher who's so damn dumb that we had to reduce the standards of the test so that he could pass? Huh? Honest to God, is that what you want to buy? That's what you got. That's what you're paying for. That's what you're doing. I didn't know that you didn't know that, so I thought I'd report it to you. The Dallas school officials say that on the same test, 1,223 of the 2,280 teachers hired by the Dallas School District since 1979, listen to this, 54% could not correctly answer 67% of the questions. Oh, my God. Listen. When I went to school, as bad as it was, going back to our 1895 test, listen, when I went to school, you had to score 70. To get a D-minus, you had to score 70. Half of these teachers couldn't answer two-thirds of the questions. That means that they could only answer one-third of the questions. Half the teachers could only get 33% on the test. How would you like to fly in an airplane with a pilot that could only recognize 33% of the instruments in the cockpit? Why we wouldn't do that. You couldn't have a standard like that in the airline industry, could you? Hell, they won't even let you have a driver's license with that poor score, but you can become a school teacher. Go out here and teach your kids. I have to chuckle a little bit because it's so insane. I don't know how else to describe it. I don't know how else to respond to it. That's why the Japanese said, we came over to America and we spent 2 years over here. Hey, you Japs wasted 2 years of your time, didn't you? Came over here and spent 2 years and went back home and said, we couldn't find a single thing in a public school in America that we'd want to bring back to Japan. And the Americans over here, we think that it's the institution like the third rail of politics, like Social Security. God help you if you touch our public school system. That's the 10th plank to the Communist Manifesto. Well, it makes all the sense in the world. You know, America's a nation of communists. We have been for a long time. We practice all 10 planks to the Communist Manifesto, and the public school system is a part and parcel with it. God, I could go on for another hour and tell you more stories about homeschool versus public school and what's wrong with the public school system, but I think I've made my point. So let me tell you about America to Pray or Not to Pray. Remember, that's David Barton. It's P.O. Box 397, Aledo, Texas, 76008. America to Pray or Not to Pray. Phone number down there is 817-441-6044. Time's up. Got to leave it right there. And remind you that you've been listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, and we're heard around the world in more than 120 countries daily over the Internet and radio. If you'd like more information about the Law School and The Law Hour, then please go to our website. That's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Now, the law school teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. Now, it's 8 schools in all. The law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals but by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults and compact desk, and all of these law or programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Time's up. We'll leave it right there. See you back here tomorrow night, same time, same station. God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening, everybody, and good night, friends.